Hello, everybody. Welcome to Confessions of a Spirit Messenger, Mediumship and Spirituality with a Boston Attitude. Information presented here is inspired by spirit, brought to you by me, your spirit messenger, Nicole Quinn. I want to say hi to everybody in the chat room. I don't know if anyone heard that music. That's like sort of a work in progress right now. My very good friend Jeff is trying to help me put together something that's suitable for like an intro and an outro. And unfortunately, it's like a 3-minute long track, and I don't want to spend 3 minutes of the show with music on. So anyway, he wrote that, and he's up in good old Massachusetts. He actually works at this place called Showcase Live, and he's like the production manager, sound guy there. He's single, ladies, so check him out. See if there's anything there you like. Let me just get started with today's show. We're going to do readings today. I don't know exactly how it's going to go. I never prepare. I pulled out a bunch of my decks here just in case I feel like I'm inspired to use one of them. And I've pretty much called in the troops, as Lisa Guided Troops would say, and said, look, here's what's going on today. Let's see what you can do. And that's what we're going to do, basically. So I don't have anything specific to talk about. I just want to kind of get to the readings, and I want to start with one that was emailed to me because I always ask people to do that, and finally somebody did, so I kind of want to honor that. And she's asking, it's a one question reading, but she's kind of asking like 5 questions, but the gist of it is that she is interested in a guy. And she's sort of, it's like a university setting. She's kind of like the residence hall assistant person. And I guess she sees this person coming and going and doesn't have a clue to whether or not he really has a girlfriend, if he thinks anything of her and all this other stuff. So his name is Michael, according to her. And this lady who has sent in the message to me is Helen. So Helen, here's what I'm going to say about this. I sound like Forrest Gump. First of all, just the way that the question is worded, there is a lot of ambiguity there, and I think also a lot of fear embedded there. It seems to me if, you know, this is your life and you're going about your business, you want to interact with other people and you want to engage in your life, and you're afraid to do that, you know, it's like if you're seeing this person all the time, why can't you say hi to them? You know, that kind of a vibe, like you don't want to make a mistake and you're afraid of rejection and you don't want to make a fool out of yourself, you know, the normal stuff. So in terms of what does he think of you and all of that stuff, I'm not going to tell you that. What I'm going to tell you is work on your fears and work on yourself, and you'll be able to get the answer yourself, because you'll start to realize there's no horrible circumstances that are going to come about if you just ask this person. So sorry if that's going to be a bummer and you wanted to hear like he's in love with you or whatever. I don't really feel that. And in fact, I feel like he's probably wondering why you're putting out a vibe that says, hey, I want to talk to you, and you're not saying anything to him. That's about the only thing that I can really pick up. Sort of like he sees you, see him, doesn't understand why you don't talk to him. So start working on yourself. Get up some gumption and talk to him. That's what I would do. I think that's the best way to go about that situation. So that's that question. And it looks like I have a couple of callers. I want to say, let's see, who's in the room? Daryl is in the room today, the chat room. And who else? Trudy Matrix, a Magenta Blue, Lisa Guided Truths. There's someone there named Eagle who I've never seen before, so welcome to the show. And if anybody else is listening but you're not in the chat room, you know, welcome to the show today. I hope that if you have a question, you can call in and you can ask me, you know, at least just the one question, though. I don't want to do like 5 questions. And if you have a follow-up question about what I tell you, that's okay. But I don't want to go into like this whole thing where the whole half an hour gets taken up by one person, because I want to be fair. So the number to call in is posted on the page, and I don't even have that, because if I have the page up, I'll be able to hear myself talk, and I don't want that. So Lisa, if you want to post the number in the room or send it to me on Skype, and I'll read it over the air. It's like so involved to be able to run the whole operation here on Blog Talk and try to do the the actual on-air stuff. So, sorry. Let me see. I've got two callers here. One of them is a Skype caller, so I don't know where in the country you are or what your area code is. So I'm going to just pick this up, and you can just introduce yourself. You know, tell me your name. Tell me a question. And that's it. Oh, here we go. 646-929-0174. Thank you very much, because I didn't want to go and put that page up and then get that weird echo. So let me pick up this call. This is a Skype caller.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, and yourself? I've actually just came across your show very recently. I've been listening to your shows on archive.
Oh,
so
cool.
I'm happy to be able to call in today. My name is Hannah.
Oh, Hannah. Nice to have you, Hannah. What's your question?
Yeah. Well, my question is just about career. I'm in a job at the moment, but I'm not trying to find something else. So I was just wondering, whatever you pick up with regard to job change.
Job change. Okay. Well, that's sort of more involved than I'm going to be able to give you like a general kind of answer. I'm going to use a couple of decks here. I'm going to use at least this one called Earth Magic. Okay. So right now, I feel like are you like a middle management or a middle? You're not like a supervisor or anything like that, right? And you're definitely not low man on the totem pole. You're kind of like in a situation where you can.
No, yeah, I'm not in any management position, no.
But you're, like, in the middle. You're not, like, the receptionist or an admin or something, right?
No.
Okay. So you've progressed, I guess, is what I'm trying to get at very badly with words. Okay. Because I definitely feel like there's a growth situation. Like, there's room, opportunity for you to grow, possibly maybe within the place where you are now. Let me just pull a card here. Okay, grounding. Okay, so I'm pulling the grounding card. And basically what this tells me is, and like I don't usually tell, I'm not like a fortune teller. I'm sure you've listened to the shows and you kind of get the gist of it. I try to help you figure out how to get a grip on your own situation. That way you can actually go and make your choices, because you shouldn't let other people make your choices for you. Mm-hmm. And what I'm pulling here is the tree card. So the tree is grounding. The big thing about the tree is there are branches there. There's growth. So if right now I would see you probably as the trunk, and there is a lot that you can do. You can go in multiple directions. That's probably where some confusion comes in for you. And at this point, I don't know if you have choices right in front of you or if you're pursuing anything, but I would say you need to sit down with yourself and really figure out where you want to be in terms of if the job is fulfilling for you within the next couple of years. So you don't want to just go to work and have it be a job. Okay.
Yeah, no. I really don't want to work in the sector I'm in. I don't want to be in the employment. No. Mm-mm. I know what I want.
Okay. Yeah. So it's open to you. What you want is open to you, because the branches are there. It's just a matter of you picking one direction, because I feel like there's multiple aspects of whatever it is that you want to go into, basically. And whatever you already have, like in terms of like with the job that you do now, the skill set that you have now, those skills are completely transferable to where you want to go. And you should make sure that you don't think what you did is a waste of time, I guess.
Yeah, you're right. I used to think that, but the last few months I start thinking, you know, I'd try and look at it so much more positively. And I, without realizing, you do learn a lot. So you take that with you. You're right. Yeah.
So in terms of where you're going, you know. And I'm feeling also there's a little tiny, tiny part of this card that I pulled that has a bear on it. And there is like the magic of going within. So in a very subtle way, you already know the answer within yourself. You're just confused about whether or not it's going to work out. And that's always going to be, you know, that's like a regular conscious mind type thing. You know, we don't ever want to go in a direction and then find out we're going to fail. But if you're afraid of it, you're probably meant to go in that direction. Because when it comes to growth, we always have to leave our comfort zone. And
that's
that fear is, oh, no, I'm settled. I'm comfortable. This might shake that up. How can I possibly go forward with it. I'd say take a step and see what happens. But what's the worst thing that's going to happen,
yeah.
You know?
I guess I'm very impatient. I just wanted to happen yesterday, you know. I'm so over where I am now. And then I've not sent out a lot of CVs, so I have to be patient. But because it's in a complete different direction,
mm-hmm.
I do doubt myself. I do think when people see my CV and what I've done, they think like, hey, what's she doing here, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Where did she come from? But
well, there might be middle ground there.
Yeah.
You know, there could be middle ground there. Maybe you don't need to jump completely all the way because, like, initially what I was saying about maybe there's room for you to grow where you already are, there may be another aspect of the job you're in right now that's more of a middle ground to where you want to go, some kind of transitional piece so that you don't have to make the jump all the way. And maybe that will help your fear a little bit because you can ease into it instead of just, like, jumping out of the ship and into the water right away.
Yeah, but it's two complete different sectors, though, so it's two different,
Why do I feel like you already know the answer?
Okay.
Because you do. I think you do.
I just don't, yeah, I guess, I know it's going to happen,
mm-hmm.
but I'm just wondering, yeah, I don't know, it's like I want it to happen yesterday, and I'm wondering what I'm doing wrong, if I'm doing something wrong, or if I just keep going. And that comes the faith thing, you know,
right.
being able to say thank you for it even before it happens. I've heard that before.
Mm-hmm.
And just to have the faith, I think, and I'm lacking in that at the moment. I'm trying though.
Well, it sometimes can help if we remove ourselves from the process a little bit and stop trying to direct it so much. I think there's a lot out there that has to do with, you know, we can manifest this, and it's a little bit misleading because the part of the brain we try to use to do that doesn't know everything and isn't really in the best interest. It's not always in our best interest. It's more ego-based, you know, based kind of a thing. I think if you can just tell the universe that you want it, but then let it go of how it's supposed to happen, I think then that will probably be your best way to not be so impatient and to not feel so much pressure to make it happen.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. I hope that helped.
Okay. Yeah, thank you very much.
All right,
okay.
Have a good
bye-bye.
Day.
Bye-bye. Bye.
All right. Oh, Skype warble. You guys are hearing a warble. I hate when that happens. Is it still happening? Let me know. Let's see. No? Okay, good. I love the chat room. It's instantaneous. I can ask a question and someone's like on the ball. Because guys are kind of like my co-producers in there. okay, let's go with the next question. You know, like this is going to be kind of, this is more spiritual guidance in terms of where you are, where you want to go, and like not so much the concrete stuff, because here's my take on this. And, you know, like I always tell people, this is what I'm about, and I'm very upfront about it. And there are other shows where you can call and they'll tell you, you know, you're going to have a baby girl or whatever that is. I personally don't think that that's very useful. And I also think that's not my job to tell you, because as I've told you guys on other shows, I've asked my guides and I've asked the spirits, you know, why can't you guys just give me this? And they're like, that's not your place. So this is my place. So if this is a place where you want to ask the question, that's the kind of question that you're going to end up, that's the kind of answer you're going to end up with. And hopefully you find that empowering, and I'm not a person that's going to just tell you what to do, because I really just think that we do hold all of the answers, and it's okay to get a little guidance. And someone like me is going to be able to say, hey, why don't you just take a look at this and extract from it what you can, because guaranteed there's another message in there hidden for you. Everything that we do is about mirrors. Everybody around us is a mirror. All the stuff that we do in our lives, it's all there to tell us about something. I recently had a person who told me that she was very anxious, had anxiety issues, and wanted to get rid of it. And I thought, well, let me ask and see what they say. And of course, it's instantaneous because this has come up so many times. It's easier for me to get because I recognize it now. Why do you feel like you need to get rid of something? Why do you feel like it's not there for a purpose? If something is there in your life, there is something about it that has a purpose. And I'm going to throw this out there. My new mantra in terms of everything happens for a reason, I think that's a misleading statement. I think there's some semantics there that confuse people. I want now, from now on, to say to everyone and to have you all understand that everything happens with a purpose. That is a much better way to put it, because there is purpose in everything. Even the things that we think are horrible, there is a purpose there. So I'm just going to put that out there. And let me just pick up the next caller. Hello?
Hi. Is that
Hi,
me?
Hi, what's your question? That's you.
My name is Andrea. I just wanted to know if you could shine some light on the romance department for me.
Romance, always a popular one.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see what my deck says here.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, this is a good card. Abundance.
Ooh.
Yeah. I like it when I get a good one for a change. Sometimes it's like, oh, I got to go through this and tell people that they need to do work. And I feel bad for having to do that sometimes. abundance, I mean, obviously you have people. I think you probably already have somebody in your life that you have your eye on. Is that right?
No, I've moved on from that guy. And,
okay. Sure you let go completely? Are you still talking to this guy?
No, let go. I'm really happy to be calling you and saying, what you got in your card, Dick?
Okay, good. Okay, so how long ago was this relationship? Are you just coming off of it, like, right now?
Yeah, I'd say a couple months. Moved on for the last couple months. And I have done the work of clearing.
Okay. Well, this card basically talks about bringing in abundance. So the actual book here says that your life will be rich with productive emotion, thought, and knowledge. That's actually a really good way to put it, because it's not like stuff just falls in your lap. I mean, opportunities fall in your lap, but you have to do something with those opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say you've probably done your homework, because I feel like pretty positive energy around you. I feel like people probably really enjoy being with you. You know, you're the kind of person people like to invite to the party. And I think that's going to attract people. So as long as you keep doing your own inner work, and you keep your eyes on the prize, which is you, because you are the prize. And you know that you deserve, you know, to be happy. You deserve not to have to compromise. And it's okay to love people, but it's not okay to love people in lieu of loving yourself. So at this point, I would say keep going and just keep doing, like, you meditate and you do stuff like to kind of cleanse your aura, that sort of a thing.
You know, all I do is hike 2 hours a day, and I've got the self-talk about how happy I am, and I just keep appreciating everything in my life, and then I dream for more, and it's working beautifully.
And being outside really helps a lot, believe it or not. You're probably one of the few people that can escape the world of electronics, you know. We're tied to that stuff. There's positive ions that come off of all these things. Those are actually not good for you. It's the negative ions that are good for you. So, like, being out in the fresh air, and even if you go out after the rain and the lightning, and there's that, like, really nice, crisp feeling, and the air feels real clean, that stuff
wonderful.
Is really good for us. So,
I'm actually in the rain. I live in the Pacific Northwest, so I'm hiking in the rain, in the wind, in the everything, and it's fabulous. It's invigorating.
It's coming your way. It's coming your way. Just kind of be thin. Don't try to set any expectations. Just let it happen, because I think you're really already there and letting it happen. So good for you, because I can't say that about everybody.
Thank you so much, Nicole. I appreciate it. And who knew? You know, who knew that just talking to myself, I know that some people, when they run up next to me, if some jogger will pass me, and I'm sure they think I'm on drugs because I'm just talking away. And sometimes I get real excited about it and I'm talking loud. But
you know what you can do?
What?
You can get like a Bluetooth, just turn it off so it's not actually on. And if you have that in your ear, people might just think you're talking to someone.
Oh, yeah, fake it.
Yeah, I've done that before. I'm not a really, I'm kind of ashamed to say that, but I have to talk out loud sometimes to myself, so I understand.
Especially when you get excited about some of the manifestations and the good stuff coming in, you know, and
right.
I do think, and I'm not about putting demands on my free will, but I am
mm-hmm.
about creating new realities, and I think I get that by getting excited. I notice that they show
mm-hmm.
up, the more excited I get.
Good for you.
So thank you so much, Nicole. I really appreciate this. This has been a super boost.
Good. Well, I'm glad. And be sure to let me know how you're doing. Email me and let me know when that person shows up.
Okay. I will. Thank you. Have a great one.
All right. You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. How's everybody doing in the chat room? Nobody has any questions in there. Except for Lisa. She's always got something to say. I love that about her. She's just such a participator. Lisa, let me know if you have any questions. Don't ask me about doing a show with you today because my head is not in the right place. Kind of in a weird overwhelm with I just switched a couple of days out of my job and getting adjusted. So I need to like rebalance myself here. Okay, so let me take the next caller. And that, for some reason with this caller, I'm already grabbing the angel deck. So whatever this person has to say, the answer is coming from that realm, so let me just pick that up.
Hello?
Hello, how are you?
Hi, this is Tonetta.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call.
Well, thank you for calling. What can I help you with?
Well, this is the first time I'm listening to your show, first time I'm calling in. Basically, I would like to know, when does the angel see that Christopher is going to be calling me and talking about getting back into the relationship and working things out?
Okay. So I'm pulling the Archangel Raphael card.
Okay.
And Archangel Raphael has to do with healing and supporting your healing work if that's something that you do. But I would say that probably indicates that there's some kind of healing that needs to go on with your situation. You know, not necessarily a problem that needs to be fixed, but like something that needs to be healed in order for you to go forward.
Okay.
Are you a fixer? Do you try to fix people? Kind of like
yes.
You see a problem and you want to jump in there and do it?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is probably a good card to try to explain this, because when you're a person who's like that, there is nothing wrong with you for being that way. I know there's a horrible connotation when it comes to certain things like, oh, yeah, people just want to fix people. It's not like that. It's like you're a healer and you want to heal. And
right.
To heal people, you have to have a person in front of you that actually wants the healing. So you want to
okay.
make sure that you put this in the right place. This energy about you goes to the right thing. So
okay.
if you're going to get into, if you're in a relationship with somebody and it's based on the fact that you feel this deep need to heal them, in the long run, it might not be the best thing for either of you. Because once that wound is healed, what else is there? Like, are you going to just...
Right.
feel like your use is gone, you're not useful anymore. So for you, I would suggest you try to get into, just for your own growth and your own self, because I think it'll make you feel really good, if you can try to do some volunteer work doing something either with animals or with the elderly, people
mm-hmm.
that are, well, animals kind of seek healing, even though they can't tell us that, you know, with words. They kind of do follow people that have a healing energy about them.
Right,
and
right.
I think you probably would do well with animals.
Well, yeah,
especially.
I just rescued a dog, so I'm doing that now. I've had him for like a week now, so, and he's mine, so,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I'm doing that, so, yeah.
So that's awesome. That's like your purpose. If your purpose is
right.
healing, you're doing it, and you're putting it in the right place. With regard to the relationship, I would just say take a look and see what it's really all about, what the need for the person in your life is that they
okay.
fill. And
okay.
see whether or not, like, it's actually a genuine love, soul relationship, or if it really is something that you feel you can't give yourself that this person gives you, and even if it means a project.
Right. Right. Well, I just didn't know if he wanted to get back together or if that was the end of the road for me and him, because there really hasn't been much contact in a couple of months, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would say let it go and see what happens. You know, if you love something, you set it free.
Right,
see what happens.
Right.
Don't put too much pressure on it, you know.
Right.
And if you go off and you do the things that are good for you and you're growing and you're going to attract the right things anyway, and if he was the right thing, he'll come back.
Right. Absolutely, yes. All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome.
And have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. All right. You know, people that are healers, sometimes you get a bad rap. You get these people that feel like they need to, they want to help, and it comes off as, you know, everyone that ends up being around them just siphons that energy from them. And in the end, they don't give anything back. And people that are healers, that are genuinely good people, end up being depleted and end up getting bitter and don't want to help anymore. And to me, that's just a tragedy, because I think we need that in the world. And it's our job as healers to make sure that we're putting our energy in the right place. And, you know, if that's the situation that you find yourself in, where you're in a relationship and things are only good when there is a wound, be it yours, theirs, however it works, that's a misplaced energy. That's probably not the kind of partnership that you want. It should be based on genuine love. And that may be hard to find, but if you work on yourself and you listen to your inner dialogue, you know, if you can try to open up your intuition and trust it, you will not need to worry so much about all the stuff that's going on outside of you, because that's the real power of manifestation. It's not sitting there and thinking. It's not like trying to set a piece of paper on fire with your brain. I'm pretty sure it's not. There's more involved, and there are more parts of you involved in the manifesting than just that one part of your brain. And because that's what we're taught to use, that's all we know, like, to try to put into some kind of practice. But the real truth to it is there are multiple parts to us, and we have to access all those parts if we want to be whole. So just like with what I tell everyone on the way out of this show, walk in the light of spirit with one foot in each world. There are multiple worlds that you need to be aware of that you're a part of. And only being in one, you're missing some of the picture. So that's the show, guys. I guess I got in as many as I could, including that email. And I want to thank everybody who listened and everybody who's in the chat room right now, and anybody who listens on the archives. This stuff is valuable even when it's not live, so listen to the archives. There may be a message waiting for you, and you may just think you're imagining it, but truth be told, probably aren't. When you hear something out of context that strangely applies to you, it probably does, and you've probably been placed in a situation where you have access to that, whatever it is, a recording, a television show, at that moment, so that you would get the message. There's a lot of orchestration that happens when you ask for a sign. So appreciate those things, and don't talk yourselves out of them, because you're going to be talking yourself out of something that could help you understand where you're supposed to be. And, you know, it does take a lot of work on the other side to get those messages through to us, whether it's coming through to a person like me or just manifesting different things in synchronicity so that you can get something that you understand. So thanks to everybody. Definitely check out the Blog Talk Radio page. Click on the Facebook link. Get on my Facebook page. Check out my blog at confessionsofaspiritmessenger.com. And don't forget, you can download these to your iTunes and listen whenever you need any inspiration, wherever you go. So hopefully you guys will all join me next week. I look forward to it. And walk in the light of spirit with one in each world. Namaste, and have a wonderful week, everyone.